brand new body parts materialize. When my guest sings over people, miracles break out. If you need a miracle or a healing, I expect you to receive your miracle as my guest sings over you.
Can ancient secrets of the supernatural be rediscovered? Do angels exist? Is there life after death? Are healing miracles real? Can you get supernatural help from another dimension? Has the future been written in advance? Sid Roth has spent 30 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid on this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world where it's naturally supernatural. My guest, Kevin Dedman, has such a gift. In fact, I was recently in Sedona, Arizona, speaking, and there was a man that moves in tremendous miracles by the name of Bill Johnson. And I saw so many, I've never seen so many healings at one time. It was like poof, and just miracles broke out all over the place. And when I heard what he had to say about my guest, Kevin Dedman, he said that Kevin moves in one of the greatest miracle anointings he has ever witnessed. I had to have him as a guest. Kevin has prayed for people without a jawbone, and they've gotten jawbones. He's prayed for people without a thumb, where it was amputated, and watched the thumb grow out, including the nail. I mean, Kevin, these are outrageous miracles. And the amazing thing is, you were almost tricked out of this. At a young age, you became a believer in the Messiah, but you immediately moved in praying for people to be healed. Why?
Well, I started reading the Bible for the first time, and I started reading about what Jesus did, and I just assumed that that was what you were supposed to do as a Christian. So I used to go around hitchhiking and picking up hitchhikers, and then I would minister to them and pray for them for healing and see them healed, and everybody should do that.
Tell me one that comes to mind, one of the first ones.
Well, I was witnessing at a park, and I came across some young men about my same age, and I walked up to this group of guys, and one of the guys had a broken arm, and he had a cast on, and it was a soft cast. And I said, okay, well, either if God heals your arm, you have to believe in Jesus. If he doesn't heal your arm, you can all beat me up.
We have a word for that called chutzpah. That means nerve. That is chutzpah.
Well, God healed his arm, and about four of them gave their lives to Jesus right there on the spot. And I just thought that was normal.
Okay, so he becomes normal, and all of a sudden, he bumps into someone he prays for. He's sure this person is going to be healed because all the pastors in town are saying, go pray for some of our people, even though he's normal. Maybe they weren't, but they keep getting healed. But this one woman he prayed for had cancer, and she died. It devastated you, Kevin.
It really did. I thought I killed her. Yeah, I did. I thought I killed her because I didn't have enough faith or I wasn't gifted enough. Even though I had been healing people everywhere, and the pastors in the community in which I was doing all of this, they saw something in me, and so they invited me to come and pray for this woman because I had faith and I was seeing results, and when it didn't happen, I thought I killed her.
And you know, he's not kidding. It was so devastating him that for the next 20 years, he said, I guess I'm not supposed to pray for someone.
That's right.
Someone else is supposed to do it. But then you had problems with your son. He was drinking a little bit, and you were at your wit's end, and your wife said, enough is enough. There's a move of God's Spirit, a revival in Brownsville and Pensacola, Florida. And your son had to go there. He went there, and then your wife gets a phone call from there, and you figure, oh, he's really messed up.
Well, the youth pastor called my wife, and my wife then called me and said, she's crying, Kevin, Kevin, it's Chad. And I'm, oh my goodness, what are we gonna do now? Because we had tried everything. He was actually dealing drugs out of our house. Mm. And so we were dealing with all sorts of issues. And we had sent him to Brownsville as a last resort. And she said, oh, Kevin, the youth pastor called and said that Chad's been crying for 24 straight hours, and then he's been laughing for 24 straight hours, and he's never seen anything like this before. He's been totally transformed. And sure enough, he came back and he was completely transformed. He was a new person.
And it was such a transformation that Kevin and his wife were kind of provoked to jealousy. Yes. So they went out to Brownsville. What happened to you?
Well, we had to go out and find out what had happened to him. And we went out there and a similar kind of thing happened to us in that we caught a vision for what we were born for, what we were made for. We saw revival taking place, people getting healed, getting saved, getting set free, part of a community that was just on fire for God with passion towards God.
But you still feel that you can't pray for someone, so he gets home
That's right.
He has someone that is a biker that he's letting stay at his home. The guy had surgery and it didn't work out too well, and he was in terrific pain. So right after he gets home, Kevin's having a meeting, and the guy yells from the bedroom, I'm in pain, and he comes down and he asks for prayer, but you don't pray for people. So what happened?
Well, I looked around the room to see if there was anybody else who had the gift of faith, and nobody else in the room had a gift as far as I knew. And he was pleading, crying, asking me to pray for him. So just out of duty, I decided, okay, well, I'll pray for you. And as I did, a fire came in my hand and came on his back at the same moment. And this man who had been debilitated for 6 months, had surgery, the whole bit, was totally bedridden, got up and started jumping all around the room, yelling out, I'm healed, I'm healed, I'm healed. I had fire go through my back, and then several others got healed on that same evening.
But what did, I mean, for 20 years you said, I don't have any gift, I'm not gonna pray for people, and all of a sudden, what's going on inside of Kevin?
I'm like, oh my gosh, what is going on here? And my hand is still on fire, and so I'm putting it on other people, and I'm thinking, this is amazing.
Well, let me tell you something that's even more amazing than that. Kevin has a passion for you to be able to do this.
Oh, yes.
And there is such a presence of the Spirit of God on his new book, Unlocking Heaven. And he says it's not just for special people.
That's right.
It's for people who understand a special God. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural. We now return to It's Supernatural.
Hello, it's Sid Roth here with Kevin Dedman. And laughing. We're told, actually scientists have found, that when people have deadly diseases like cancer and they start laughing, they get healed. There is, well, I'm reminded of the scripture that says a merry heart is good medicine. My guest Kevin laughs over people and people get new body parts. Tell me about the person that got the new kidney.
Well, I was in Miami, Florida, doing a healing conference, and the first night, the ushers brought up a woman and asked, well, can you pray for her for healing? So I just asked her what she wanted, and she said, well, I really want to be healed, but I don't think I can be. And I asked, why not? And she said, well, I have been suffering from kidney failure for the last 2 years, and I've been bedridden for the last 3 months, and it's gotten so bad that I finally succumbed, and I went down to the kidney transplant center and put my name on the list for a new kidney, and now my relatives, who are elders at another church, they've told me that I've lost all hope for healing now because I put my name on the list, which was a demonstration of my lack of faith.
Yeah.
To which I responded and said, no way! Your faith is standing right here, right now. And then I said, oh, more than that, I see God smiling over you right now. And then I saw an added picture, and I said, I see him dancing around you.
And even more than that, he's smiling over you and he's dancing around you and he's laughing over you. And I put my hand on her head, and she was an African-American woman about 5'6", and she looked about 65. I found out later she was 38 years old. Put my hand on her head and I just started laughing, and she started laughing. We're laughing, this gut-wrenching laughter over about 3 or 4 minutes. And finally she says, I'm on fire, fan me off. So her husband's behind her, fanning her off. And then we go back to laughing, and then she's yelling out, fan me off, I'm on fire. And finally she says, it's in my feet, fan me off. And her husband's on the floor fanning off her feet, and we're going back and forth laughing. And now this woman couldn't sit in a chair on her own, let alone get up out of a chair on her own. She could barely walk. She had to be helped up to the front. And all of a sudden she does something like Michael Jordan meets Bruce Lee and does this flying kick in the, just at the front of the church, and she lands and says, I'm healed, and she's running around me yelling, I'm healed, jumps into the front row seats, jumps out. Now all of a sudden she looks like she's 38 years old again. Mm-hmm. She goes back to the hospital, to the transplant center, the next Monday, and they can't figure out why she's already received a brand new kidney. She got a kidney transplant as we just laughed. I never even got to pray for her. We did was laugh.
Now, was this something unique, or does this happen often?
Oh, this happens everywhere I go. I just start laughing over people. They start laughing. And, you know, in his presence is fullness of joy, and it's his presence that heals people. So as we just enjoy his presence, as the oil of gladness
comes. Now, do you
comes,
have to be told to laugh? Do you have to feel like laughing, or can you do it as an act of faith?
Well, you know, everything we do in the kingdom is a matter of choice that we do by faith. Forgiveness. Who feels like forgiving when you're offended? You know, it's like, I don't want to forgive you. I want God's wrath to come upon you. Well, no, you need to forgive because it's right, but I don't feel like forgiving. Okay, well, I'm going to make a choice by faith because it's right in the kingdom to forgive. I forgive you. Oh, the heavens just opened up again. Giving, serving, laughing, tithing, all of these things we do by faith as a result of the choices that we make. So it's something that's cultivated.
If the thing about the kidney surprised you, what about the person with lupus?
Well, that was something that I called out as a word of knowledge originally in a meeting that I was in, and it took 5 times before somebody actually responded. And it turned out that it was a woman that wasn't even in the meeting. The head elder at this church, his wife had just been diagnosed with lupus that week. She was so depressed over it and hopeless because of the diagnosis and the prognosis that she couldn't even come to the meetings. So we got her on the cell phone, and I called her at home, and I just began to release the presence of God over the phone, and we started laughing. Both of us started laughing over the phone. I put it on speakerphone. The whole church erupted in laughter.
Laughter is contagious.
It is. It really is. In fact, you know, we're told, sociologists tells us that if we laugh in public, it'll change the environment. And I think that's how we can actually bring God's presence into an atmosphere, is through the joy of the Lord. And so we all started laughing, and she began to feel heat going through her whole body, and all of the pain left until she was completely healed. Her husband, when he got home, saw such a change in his wife, they ended up laughing for 2 solid hours till about 1 in the morning. This is on a Saturday night. She comes back Sunday morning. Both services, she gets up and shares the testimony how she is now completely healed. And I was just back in the church just recently, and she sends me little gifts all the time, her and her husband, and she was just so thankful. It's been about 2.5 years since she's been healed now. And then I shared the testimony in the next church that I went to, and it turned out that a woman came up holding a cell phone saying, my daughter is on the phone and she has the same name and she has the same disease. Can you heal her? She's in Mississippi. So right there over the cell phone, because of the testimony, this woman gets healed over the cell phone as we laugh over her. And then 3 other people on cell phones that night get healed of lupus.
Kevin, I have to ask you. You walk in an astounding gift of miracles, but what about me? What about you? Can everyone walk in miracles, in your opinion?
Well, listen, if I can do this stuff, anyone can do this stuff. And that's what I've learned. In fact, being at Bethel Church and under Bill Johnson and Chris Vallotton, we've learned that any one of us can walk in the kingdom reality.
But you have such keys. There's such a presence of God in this book that I have to believe anyone that reads this book and does what Kevin tells you to do can not only get healed themselves, Kevin, oh, there's a funny story. I don't have time to go into it. We'll pick up this funny story about how you reached over in your sleep and touched your wife and she gets healed.
That's right.
I mean, don't go away. We'll be right back. And also, how about the power of singing? We're going to reveal that to you. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural. We now return to It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here with Kevin Dedman. And Kevin, you are so filled with the presence of God that your wife is having a hives, but it, you know, you hear hives, you know, oh, so what? But it was bad.
It really was. She had to get up 2-3 times in the middle of the night, take a hot bath to get any kind of relief. And we went to every dermatologist we could go to. We had people pray for her. And one night I'm sleeping, and in my sleep, I don't even remember doing it, but I just reached my hand over, put my hand on her stomach, and a fire just went through her whole body, and she was completely healed that night.
So the secret is, whether you know you're doing it or not, just touching someone and leaking the presence
That's
of God
right.
is going to do it. And that, I love that you teach that in your book about leaking, but you can't leak unless you're filled and saturated. Tell me about the thumb that grew back.
Well, I was in a meeting, and a guy came up to me after the meeting, and he asked if I could go after creative miracles. And I said, well, sure I can. I'll go after anything. And so he holds up his left hand and he's missing his thumb. He had cut it off with a skill saw. So I just grabbed a hold of it and it was impossible. So I just started laughing, just kind of like Abraham laughed when he heard that he was going to be a father of a nation. And he's in the Hall of Faith in Hebrews chapter 11, I believe, because he laughed. In fact, they even named their child Laughter.
Yeah, that's what Isaac means in Hebrew, laughter.
That's right. And so I just grabbed a hold of his hand, and after about 3 or 4 minutes, I didn't feel anything except for just the joy of the Lord, his presence. And I let go of his hand, and there was a brand new thumb. He's looking at it as though, did I give him the right thumb? He's looking at both thumbs. And he finally just starts jumping all over the place. I've got a new thumb. And then I had a few of our team members come over and give him a new thumbnail. He didn't have a thumbnail.
What do you mean, gave him a new thumbnail?
Well, they just laughed over his now newly formed thumb, and they laughed, and he got the white part of the thumbnail, and now it's completely grown out.
But you know what I love? I mean, he talks about things I've never seen before. How about singing? Tell me about someone that was healed when you sang over them.
Well, it was crazy. I was praying over a woman who had been pretty debilitated. She couldn't walk more than 10 feet at a time, and she had been debilitated for about 5 years through a surgery procedure that had been botched a little bit. And so I had this song that came into my mind. It's a secular song that you'd hear on a radio station playing secular music. And I knew I couldn't sing this song over her. It's the end of your world as you know it. So I just changed the lyrics in my mind because I really felt like the Holy Spirit gave me that song as a prophetic strategy of what God wanted to do to heal this woman. So I changed the lyrics and I sang it over her, and then I had her sing it over herself, and she was completely healed.
That's interesting. Not only did you sing it over her, but he asked her to sing it over herself. Would you sing that over the audience right now?
I will. It's a pretty simple song. I'm not a vocalist, so this goes to show that anything we do that's prompted by faith, whether or not we have a talent for it or not, can be totally effective in releasing the kingdom of God. So here we go. And I want the audience then to know that as I sing this, you can take this for yourself. So here we go. It's the end of your pain as you know it. It's the end of your pain as you know it. It's the end of your pain as you know it, and you feel fine. And now sing it over yourself. It's the end of my pain as I know it. It's the end of my pain as I know it. It's the end of my pain as I know it, and I feel fine.
You know, it's just like the laughter, yeah. It's just like the yes. singing. It releases the healing presence of God.
It does. As soon as this woman sang this song over herself, she was immediately healed. She went home, her family loaded up in the minivan and followed her as she ran a complete mile at 11 o'clock at night.
And how long has she not been able to?
5 years she wasn't able to do that.
5 years.
She wasn't able to walk more than 10 feet in 5 years. At a time.
And you're saying to me that you are not special.
No, I'm not. In fact, I released this in a church that I was at, and a woman who had been to a dentist lost her nerves on her cheekbone and in her chin, and the doctor told her that she would probably never get the feeling back. This had been a week. Mm-hmm. She sang the song over herself, got the feeling back. The next week, her brother was in a car accident and was in a coma. In another state, she flew to the hospital. Her family was in the room. She thought, oh, I'm going to sing this song over my brother who was in a coma. She sings the song, it's the end of your pain as you know it. You feel fine. As soon as she finished the last note, he came out of the coma and he was totally healed and left the hospital. Anyone can do this.
I would be remiss, though, if you didn't agree in faith for people to be so filled with Spirit and the glory of God that when they sing, when they laugh, it will release that glory. Pray for them right now.
Well, I release confidence that you already have all you need, and God has given you everything in His presence to release His kingdom on yourself and other people around you. I want to encourage you, it's not about a formula, it's about a relationship. It's about encountering His presence. It's about encountering His goodness. So I release the goodness of God over you, His good mood, the laughter of heaven. He who is enthroned in the heavens laughs. And so I release what is in heaven into your life here on earth.
You know, Kevin, more important than a thumb growing out, more important than a kidney materializing is, well, what happened to me? I was at a point as a Jewish man that I would have either been dead in a mental institution or committed suicide if the presence of God had not come into my room and revealed Jesus as Messiah. Yes. But not everyone has this type of an experience. It's a decision, and that's the good news. It would be bad news if it just happened to me or to Kevin, but it's good news because anyone that makes a decision to get rid of the junk of their life, I mean, you've tried the junk, now try God. You get rid of the junk in your life. You believe that the blood of the Messiah washes away every bad thing, every rotten thing you've ever done. That makes you holy in God's sight. And when you are clean and holy, you say, Jesus, come and live inside of me. Be my Lord. You know, it sounds so simple because it is, but it takes a step of faith. You say you don't have faith? You have the ability to make a decision. Make a decision right now that Jesus is your Lord. Live for God. Make your life count. Have purpose. And I tell you, the shalom and the peace of God that is waiting for you, that it's the most wonderful life in the world. Live it now.